Katy Perry space trip and the future of women. Yeah, I mean, like, what is it all about? Has space become feminist now? Ooh, feminist space. Interesting. Men aren't allowed? Yeah, it was like that Star Wars campaign, The Force is female. Really, The Force was never had a gender, but whatever, that's not the point. We're not here for Star Wars, no, we're here for something more sci-fi than Star Wars, Katy Perry in space. I wonder if...
Katy.
Of the group.
No, you're not the crier of the group.
Healer of the group.
No, you are not.
Hi, I'm crier.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You are officially an astronaut.
Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
I feel super connected to love.
What?
Connected to love. Wow.
What? And am I shocked myself that I don't believe it? Am I shocked myself? I mean, are you shocked? Comment if you're shocked. Comment. What is she talking about?
Wow.
I hope you're focused and on your square.
Yeah.
You know, this entire thing has triggered me. It's not even a space feminism that's triggered me. I don't even care about that. You know, the spaceships are probably built by men anyway. That's not the point. It's like, how much did all of this cost, woman?
Wow.
Women. Because it wasn't just her, but she's just the most, I don't know, allegedly drugs. I'm just saying allegedly drugs, we don't know. But it's like, what is she on, man?
Wow.
Does she sell what she's on? Because it seems like some good, we're just saying allegedly, we don't know. And we don't promote things like that over here. You know, of course not. We're just saying, what do you mean you're connected to love? So you didn't feel love before, you just... I don't believe her.
So connected to love. I think this experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give, mm-hmm. and how loved you are until the day you launch.
Love is inside of you.
Yeah, well, I'm sure as a woman you know about love inside of you, but seriously, we're grown. But you don't know how loved you are until the day you launch. Like, what is she talking about? Like, what reality are you in? Like, everybody can't do... You see, this is what it is. I think it's the fact that these are just rich people just flying off to space. And a lot of people have been making that point that it's like, look at these rich people just flying to space and just, they expect us to be happy for it. And that's what it is. And it's like, yeah, that's all well and good, but it's like, what are you selling, woman? Women? They're selling something, but it's like, how do you want regular people to just like absorb this and just, I don't even know. I have no idea.
We had these incredible shots of Daisy watching you as the rockets, it'll make me cry, as the rockets going up, and she was so proud. Just kept saying, mommy. And I know you'll feel the same way when you watch it. And you brought a real life Daisy up.
That's
it was
right.
Important for you, not only because it's your daughter's name, but why else was that important to bring up?
Daisies are common flowers, but they grow through any condition. They grow through cement. They grow through cracks. They grow through walls. They are resilient.
Like a space feminist?
Resilient.
Seriously. Oh my God. And she took the Daisy to space and she's trying to use it to make a big grand point. Apparently this cost 28 million. Well, around that. 20 to 28 million, probably 20 to 30 million. We don't know. Allegedly the price, because... hasn't been released, but for what reason, woman? And now you're waffling about a Daisy. Okay, her daughter's named Daisy as well. We get that point. We get that part. That's lovely. Okay, that's cute. But it's like, what the hell is she talking about, man? It does seem like she literally got high. She went beyond going to space. I mean, you get the point. What are you selling, Katy? Yeah, what are you selling, Katy?
They are powerful. They are strong. They are everywhere. Flowers are, to me, God's smile, but it's also a reminder of our beautiful earth and the flowers here and God's smile and the beautiful magic that is everywhere, all around us, and even in a simple Daisy. So to really appreciate it and remember it and take care of it and protect it.
Gail shared with us the song that you sang when you got up there. What a wonderful world. Why was that important to sing that particular song?
She should have sang I'm So Paid by Akon and Lil Wayne. Yeah. Or For the Love of Money, the Bone Thugs one and the remix Dr. Dre one on the Compton album. Look. I think the thing that's pissed a lot of people off is because in this time that we're living in right now, madness with tariffs and trade wars, a possible recession, the cost of living crisis. And here you have these very rich women, very rich feminist women going to space and waffling a lot of nonsense. Yeah, just like, what are you talking about? How can regular How can the rest of the 8 billion people on Earth relate to what you're talking about?
Resilient.
It does seem very detached, doesn't it? And again, it's not even the feminist thing. It's like, you can understand our agenda, whatever. You don't even care. Anyone can go to space. But it's like, what's the point of all of this? And again, you can't ever look beyond the capitalism, can you? You can't look beyond capitalism. It's got to be about money. It's about money somewhere, isn't it?
I've covered that song in the past, and obviously, like, my higher self is always steering the ship, because I had no clue that one day I would decide to sing a little bit of that in space. But I think that it's not about me. It's not about singing my songs. It's about a collective energy in there. It's about us. It's about making space for future women and taking up space and belonging.
What do you mean for future women?
Future women.
I don't know. What do you mean about that? What do you mean? Yeah? Because even though we're trying to be balanced, it's like, wait a second. Are you talking off some weird futuristic dystopia where men are trapped on Earth? Men are kept on Earth, literally kept in the dirt, even. And what women are flying about in space.
Future women.
Yeah? And every now and again, they capture men just to breed with them. And they don't even have sex with you. They just hook you up to a machine and just drain you. Yeah? It's horrible. And they discard your body into the ocean. Damn. That is some weird sci-fi. That is some damn sci-fi. Space feminists. Yeah, interesting. Is that what you're talking about, Katie? Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
Future women.
Because I'm sure men helped you get to space, but it's like, what is this future women thing? What are you trying to say, Katie? Men will not be allowed in your new futuristic dystopia? Yeah, you chicks warp speeding, and men are going to revert back to what, horse and buggy? And women are advancing into the future, and men are just what? We're devolving. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And it's about this wonderful world that we see right out there and appreciating it. This is all for the benefit of Earth.
You have mm-hmm. done so many incredible things in your life, like selling what? Millions of records, selling out stadiums. Where does this experience rate for you?
This experience is second to being a mom.
Oh, of course. Oh. Yeah.
That's it. And that's why it was hard for me to...
Look. I'm a parent myself, so I get it. Oh, the greatest achievement in my life is creating life. Okay, we get it. However, has it ever annoyed you? Just comment, you know, I'm not saying you don't love your kids, but has it ever annoyed you when you hear another parent, or if you don't have kids, when you hear a parent say, oh my God, the greatest thing I've ever done in life is to create life.
Second to being a mom.
You know, and it's like, shut up. It's like, shut up. I'm not saying Katy Perry needs to shut up talking about, you know, creating life because she went to space for 11 minutes. 11 flipping minutes.
Being a mom.
Yeah, on US taxpayer time, tariffs and stuff. I'm just mentioning tariffs for whatever reason. Yeah, really, Katie? Really? But then again, I mean, she's Hollywood, isn't she? She's an actress as well as a singer. So, I mean, this is all an act. This is all an act.
All for the benefit of Earth.
Good.
To go, because that's all my love right there.
Of course.
And I have to surrender and trust that the universe is going to take care of me and protect me, and also my family and my daughter, because I'm full up from being able to get that gift of being a mom. And
someone say you're full up of what?
Bullshit.
I'm full up.
I'm not saying this allegedly. Some people are saying she's full up of BS. Wow, imagine being full of BS and letting one rip in space in a small little capsule like that. Damn. Now some would say, well, that would be oxygen for space feminists, wouldn't it? And that's space feminist oxygen. They're sniffing each other's farts. They don't need oxygen. Please, oxygen's for men. Oh, God, I know that sounds ridiculous, but yeah. Yeah, it sort of makes sense, doesn't it?
And to go to space is incredible, and I wanted to model courage and worthiness and fearlessness.
You did. Oh. You said you wanted to go to space for the fearless women in your life as well, your sister and your mom. Yeah. What was their reaction when you got to see them after you got off the capsule?
I have only seen my mom, and I was like, are you okay, mom? She just knew. She knew. She was totally okay. And I'm sure she was speaking in tongues underneath her breath, as she does.
I'm sure she's got a lovely mom, but of course your mom speaks in tongues. Of course, Katy Perry's mom speaks in tongues. Of course, why not? I mean, that's normal, isn't it, Katie? You went to space. You're a pop star. Some would say an aging pop star, but who knows? But I mean, it's like, what's it all about? Again, where's the money? Where's the money? Follow the money, Charlie. It's about money somewhere. It has to be.
All the time. She would do that for anything else, but definitely today. But she was so super confident. My mom, she has this thing where she can see. I mean, even down to the name of, like, the capsule
being Tortoise. I know you spoke to all of your fans about that the capsule's named Tortoise, the feather on the side, that, you know, the symbol of Blue Origin, all of those gave you confidence that this was the right thing for you to do, correct?
Yeah, because I just asked for a sign from the heavens, from my angels, and they're like, well, here's the feather, which is what your mother calls you, and if that's not enough, the capsule's named Tortoise, which is your second nickname that your mother calls you. And I'm like, okay, I'm going. Yeah. I got the message, and I'm going to get the message.
Before I let you get back to your family, I just have to ask you, describe for us, because you're so brilliant at putting, you know, words together and describing moments that we can all appreciate later.
You know, Katy Perry does have songwriters. Some of her biggest hits were written by someone else. So is she good at putting words together or just singing? How are you going to make money from all of this stuff, this venture? How's it going to make you more money?
How would you describe the moment when you took off and then the moment you landed?
The moment, I mean, it is the highest high, and it is surrender to the unknown, trust.
No one in space can hear you scream, since you're just waffling a lot of random stuff. Just no one in space can hear you scream, Katie. Yeah, or fart.
And this whole journey is not just about going to space. It's the training, it's the team, it's the whole thing. I couldn't recommend this experience more. This is like up there with all the, you know, different tools that I've learned in my life, from meditation to the Hoffman process. This is up there because what you're doing is you're like really finding the love for yourself, because you got to trust in yourself.
For $20+ million, you have to love yourself to shoot yourself into space for that much money. $20 million, Katie. What are you talking about? Everyone can't do that.
On this journey. And then you're feeling the love when you come down, for sure. And you're feeling that strength. So I feel really connected to that strong divine feminine right now.
By the way, you're such a badass. I love that the month of April, you're like, I'm going to space and I'm launching my tour. And it's a real...
There we go. There we go. There we go. The money.
I'm going to space and I'm launching my tour.
The money. Of course, it's always about the money. The sweet money. Yeah, in reality, she's like, after space feminism, this is all about my money.
Launching my tour.
So it doesn't matter how much she spent. She's going to recoup all that money with her touring. Yes, of course. Of course, Katie.
All for the benefit of Earth. Launching my tour.
Yeah. So all that lovely, connected to love and spiritual divine feminine stuff you're waffling, it's just money talking about. It's just money. Yeah, again, for the love of money. Does she really care about the common man and woman, the common folk, or does she care about the common folk spending and buying her tickets? The fact this is all for a tour takes away from everything she's saying, because it's like, I don't believe you. This is just for money. You're just promoting your tour, woman. I'm just saying, it takes a lot from what she said, doesn't it? Takes away a lot from what she said, doesn't it? Not like it was believable before, but it just makes it even less believable. It's like, woman, you don't even believe your damn self, but you believe in that money.
Really incredible. Now I know I'm asking this question for your fans. Will you write a song about this experience?
Oh, for sure. 100%. And not only that, I got to reveal my set list for the tour on a butterfly. How apropos.
Incredible.
Just flying in space. I don't know if anyone's ever...
in space.
Oh, how coincidental. How coincidental, Katy Perry. Really? Space feminism, of course.
I don't know if anyone's ever done that before, so I'll just...
There's a lot of things that you have done first. You are now officially an astronaut, and let me just tell you, on behalf of everyone here at Blue Origin, our webcast, and everyone, all of these individuals that put this incredible thing on, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your...
Is it a 10 out of 10? That's my review.
10 out of 10.
You definitely go for it. 10 out of 10.
Thank you, Katie. Congratulations. All right, you guys, so many fun moments that...
Look at her just walking off into the wilderness. Where are you going, Katie? She's probably going to check her bank account.
We'll continue to see as we get the footage, but I'm going to send it back to you and let these incredible astronauts enjoy their time with their friends and family.
You know, there's nothing wrong in inspiring young women and girls into being great. Nothing wrong at all. However, the constant pushing of agendas just for the money is absolutely annoying. The world is yours. Have a nice day.
For the benefit of Earth. Launching my tour.